Chaltén, I'm here in the Silicon Valley office of Microsoft down in San Francisco, or near San Francisco, with Glenn Ellison. Glenn, thanks for being on Chaltén.
Thank you.
Now, Glenn, you work in the Windows Live Agents team, that's correct?
That's right.
Now, for the Chaltén audience out there who is less of a kind of technical audience and more kind of like a consumer gadget audience, what is Windows Live Agents?
Windows Live Agents are conversational robots. We refer to them as agents these days because robots has a bad connotation out there. But we add them as context to Windows Live Messenger. Anybody can add them on the at the end of their Messenger end user experience. They're meant to be fun, witty, chatty. You can play games with them. Any number of Windows Live services can be hooked into them. So it's a wide-range developer platform where people can build applications that are really engaging for their customers, their end users, their clients, whatever.
Okay, so recently I think perhaps the Chaltén audience may have heard of Windows Live Agents. There was a little bit of a hiccup that maybe happened with a particular agent whose name begins with San and ends with Ta, is that right?
That's right. So we did have the Santa Claus robot that was built towards the end of last year. And, because of a code bug, we sort of referenced some material that was maybe inappropriate for youngsters. But through the right reporting mechanisms through Windows Live and the abuse, and we got the right feedback and took it offline immediately. We've since been going through pretty rigorous standards with our policy people to go through and ensure that child protection is number one for our online audience. So we've got the right filters in place, and we're making sure that anybody that connects to the Messenger network these days is really protected at the end of, at the end of the line.
Right, but the basic premise of a Windows Live agent is, you said the word robot, and actually that's how I would describe it. It's something I can chat to via the Windows Live Messenger client, and it can talk back to me, but it's not a human being.
That's correct, yes. Our platform is in there to sort of digest the conversation, understand what the user has said, and really bring something back to them that's relevant and understands where they're coming from. Our platform serves a couple purposes. One is for chatty marketing type things on Windows Live agents, or just for the casual developer that wants to build something that's unique to their site or do an FAQ or something like that. We also serve another industry within Microsoft for customer support. So automated service agents is something that builds on top of us, where instead of calling a call center rep, they can actually just chat with our platform, get much the same information they would through searching through an index, but they can do it in a more natural manner.
You mean the support call people that I speak to actually aren't human?
Sometimes, that's true.
So apart from, what are some other implementations of agents that Chaltén users may have actually seen? I know you guys have, you had an Incarta bot, or do you still have the Incarta bot?
We do. So we engage pretty heavily with what's called the activity window within Windows Live Client. It's an IE instantiation that spawns off the side of client window, and you can have a natural language conversation, and it will actually page drive, for lack of a better term, to make the content in the IE window come alive. So you can ask Incarta, who's the president of the United States, or who's the governor of California, things like this, and it will update the page content to show you what's going on. We can do the same thing with Virtual Earth or any number of different Windows Live services. We're going to integrate with Calendar, a couple other teams within Silicon Valley campus here, where your agent could become more relevant to all the Windows Live services that we have out there.
Okay, and you were saying also that there will be an SDK coming out for the agents very soon, which will allow enthusiasts perhaps to actually build their own agents, is that right?
That's correct. We've actually been in a limited beta with the old SDK for the last year or so. Sometime this week, we're in the middle of deployment right now, actually, to bring our new Visual Studio SDK to life. That will be on dev.live.com, available for download from for anybody to use. They can build an agent, self-host it in their own environment for free, and some people can even run a business that way. So
if I'm not a professional developer, but I'm technically savvy, I like to look at a bit of source code and HTML every now and then, is that enough understanding of the principles behind what would be required to create an agent, or do I need to be more of a professional developer?
No, you can build a Hello World agent relatively quickly. Most of the documentation is there. We provide samples. We have a kit that a wizard that actually builds the first agent, shows you how to plug everything in. You can create your own screen name, make your own agent, and then really just start filling in the blanks. And you can do something as sort of unsophisticated as just basic question answer pairs, where you say, call me this, and the agent will repeat it to you. Or you can go in and plumb in some pretty complicated web services. So it's a really breadth solution for folks.
All right, so you mentioned opportunities with customer support, to automate customer support. But what about some fun things that we could actually do with agents? Like, obviously the Santa was an implementation that had a bug but is essentially quite cool. I know the Incarta one I've used, and it's actually really, really cool to ask Incarta a question like, who is the president? But, what are some other opportunities? Is your imagination really just the limit?
Yeah, and that's who we usually find are the best developers out there, or the more creative people. We actually have some very non-technical folks that have built some of the best agents out there just because they have some creative minds and think, how could I really feed something or integrate something or bring it together where people wouldn't have thought of doing that before. We have games agents, we have movie agents, we have all sorts of things that interact. And really, content is basically the king here, just like it is everywhere else, mm-hmm. where whatever you can get in an activity window, a developer can interact with that in a manner that's really engaging to a user. The things people really like to do are see that the agent recognizes or remembers you. So when you come back for a second visit, it says, hey, welcome back. Do you want to continue the conversation we were having last time? Things like this.
That's great. So where can we go for more information on Windows Live Agents?
You can go to dev.live.com/agents, and in the next couple of days, we'll actually have agents.live.com live.
Okay, and is that going to be a directory of agents that already exist? Will you actually have that somewhere? Or?
We do have some of them already on gallery.live.com. You can mm-hmm. navigate through there, but on agents.live.com, we'll be directing folks to sort of the more popular ones.
Okay, I remember maybe about 6 months ago, someone forwarded me an agent. I'm not sure if it was written by Microsoft. It might have been by an end user, but it was essentially a Monty Python quote agent where you actually type in one line of Monty Python and it spits back the very next line. Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that one, sorry. But it's one of the many things you can kind of pull together is just recognizing exactly what you had typed and then sort of feeding it through our natural language processor and then finding the result you're looking for. So it very capably could have been of ours.
Very cool. All right, mate. Well, thanks for being on Channel 10. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
and we will check out some more on Windows Live Agents later on Channel 10. Thanks, man.
Thank you.